Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to our / Entitled People, where Karens think that the world revolves around them and they can do what they want when they want. And oh boy, today's episode is juicy, guys. We've got Karens trying to destroy relationships, taking over families, couples throwing tantrums over sharing food, and OP tells a story where a Karen destroys her wedding with a twist you'll never expect. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's stories. Don't shake your heads too hard, and as always, you can send or link your post to this email right here. So this is not my story. This was told to me by a woman that I knew from work several years ago. She's a very sweet nurse. The nurse graduated from nursing school, and she decided with her friend to move to one of the cities that was listed as having the most eligible bachelors from some publication. So she moves, and she starts dating her future husband. Well, future husband's mother is an entitled Karen, and decides a nurse is not good enough for her family. The happy couple eventually get engaged, and future mother-in-law is not having any of it. She tries for several months to break them up. She tries to convince nurse to go back to where she came from, and tries to gently convince her precious son that a nurse might not be good enough for him. To add some more context to the situation, the mother-in-law is pretty nasty to nurse, but she hides it well to other people, always making sure that she's super sweet to her when others are around. Finally, wedding plans are set, so mother-in-law gets desperate. She gets nurse alone with a generous offer to leave her fiancé and never come back, in exchange for $10,000. Now, I do want to note that this was almost 30 years ago, so I guess in today's money, it was a lot. Nurse is so sick of this woman's crap, and she's incredibly insulted. However, she's intelligent, and she maintains her composure. Nurse accepts the offer. Nurse takes the money, but here's the thing. She doesn't leave, and she gets married anyway, and no one else knows about this. And the best part is, mother-in-law can't say or do anything about it without exposing herself to her family as a horrible person. Nurse and husband are still happily married, their kids are grown, and husband still has no idea this went down. Mother-in-law has suffered silently for almost 30 years. Guys, oh my goodness, do I love this post. And the best part about this is that nasty mother-in-law couldn't do a damn thing about it. And guys, I really am curious if mother-in-law ever got nurse into the same room alone after the wedding, and what that conversation was like. Oh, and for all who are wondering, $10,000 30 years ago would roughly be $21,000 today. Not a bad chunk of change. And this person comments, mother-in-law on deathbed, wife should suggest everyone to leave to let her rest. Once alone, she leans in and says, "Don't worry about the funeral arrangements. I have everything covered." You'd be surprised how little you can get for $10,000 nowadays. Oh man, I don't know if she deserves that on her deathbed, but wouldn't that be something? So my mom passed away 5 years ago, and I think of her every day. My dad went through a really bad depression, and I had to take care of myself and him, basically. During the Christmas holidays, my dad told me that he'd been seeing someone for a while. I did notice that he was happier, and I guess I was happy for him. I didn't want him to be lonely forever, but I did feel like my mom was being erased completely. Now, I say that because he never wanted to talk about mom after that, and he got rid of all the pictures with her in them. He then said that his girlfriend will be spending Christmas with us and then moving in, and I wasn't happy at all. I don't even know her, but I didn't say anything. I met her on Christmas, and usually my dad and I put the star on the tree that day. We would put the star on the tree and watch The Grinch. It's our tradition, and we kept it even when we were grieving my mom. It's the only tradition from when she was with us that we actually kept. When his girlfriend came over, he put the star on with her while I was in the bathroom. Also, we didn't watch The Grinch because she out loud said that she hates it. I know I sound spoiled, entitled, childish, whatever, but I was so angry. We've been doing this my whole life, and she just came in and destroyed it. The whole night, she didn't even bother getting to know me at all. She was all over my dad, and she pretty much ignored me. I told my dad how upset I was about our tradition, and he said that I should grow up, and that things change. I didn't like her because she gave me a bad feeling, so I never got close to her. She complained to my dad for not making her feel welcomed, and I did feel bad because she makes my dad really happy, so I did try being more friendly with her. In front of my dad, she was nice to me, but when we were alone, she would ignore me or she spoke to me with this holier-than-thou attitude. She even told me that I was a brat and that I make my dad's life harder. I told him, but he didn't believe me, and he yelled at me for trying to sabotage his relationship. The conversation ended with him saying that I wanted him to die alone and be sad and that I was being self-centered. I was so shocked because none of it's true. My dad basically treated me like I wasn't even there at all after that, and I felt like I did when my mom died, all alone. I stayed up really late one night because I couldn't sleep, and I wanted to sneak in for a midnight snack. Dad's girlfriend was in the kitchen on FaceTime, so I decided to be really nosy and listen. She was talking about my dad and how much she loves him, and then she said that he had this dumb daughter who's in the way of her perfect family, and she wondered if it was too late for adoption. Her and her friend laughed at that. She then said that I was a little bitch and she hated me. Her friend then said something about boarding school or military school, but I left, so I didn't hear the rest. I was so exhausted from all the crying I did, so I actually slept. I didn't tell my dad, and I don't even know if I should, since he probably won't believe me. I just really miss my mom. I kind of want to go live with my grandparents, my mom's parents, but I don't want my dad to think that I'm leaving him. I don't even know what I can do, or if I can even do anything. How do I get my dad to listen to me, and would I be wrong for leaving? Yeah, so that's definitely a tough situation for OP to be in, especially finding out that not only is dad neglecting her for someone new, but that the someone new happens to be a selfish, entitled-sounding brat whose picture-perfect life doesn't involve OP. OP does come back with updates though, and here they are, guys. Update number 1. So since my last post, I spoke to my grandparents and I told them everything. I asked if I could stay with them and they agreed. I then spoke to my dad again and I tried to tell him how I felt and what I heard. I didn't want to film or record because I knew he'd be mad at this and wouldn't listen. He didn't believe me, and again, he thought I was jealous of having to share him with someone else after so long. Honestly, I don't even know who this man is anymore. I got upset, and I told him that I was leaving, so he could live happily ever after without the burden of having me around. He looked shocked, but he didn't say anything. I had already packed my bags, and I'd brought some things to my grandparents' house already. My dad didn't speak to me for the rest of the day. My grandfather picked me up, and I've been there since. I haven't gone home, and I haven't heard from my dad. My grandparents told me that they would handle my dad, and that I shouldn't have to be the one doing it. I am upset that my dad hasn't called or texted once to see if I'm okay. But at the same time, I'm feeling so much better being with my grandparents. My grandmother is probably the sweetest person ever, and my grandfather is a little rough around the edges, but he's really a softie, so I'm doing okay. Update number 2. So my dad came to visit me at my grandparents' place to talk to me. He brought his girlfriend with him. He then said to me, "Girlfriend and I have been talking, and we've decided that it's best you stay here." My dad then said that I can come clean out my room completely and he'll help. He also said that after I get my things, that we should also take a break from each other and reevaluate things in a few months or however long it'll take. His girlfriend then said that she'll take care of my dad for me. In a few days, I'll be going over with my grandparents to get my stuff. It doesn't look like I'll be going home anytime soon. I guess I have a new home now, I guess. To be honest, I've been feeling pretty bad about the comments, specifically the one saying that since I probably remind him of my mom, that's why he's like that with me. He got rid of everything of my mom's, and I was the last piece of my mom, so it does make sense he doesn't want me anymore. I really wish he was still here. I think he wants to start over, and I wasn't part of that plan. So I guess that's it. Thank you for all the kind comments. Oh boy, guys, that was a freaking sad ending, I'm not even gonna lie. And I'm truly heartbroken for OP, that dad basically is okay with abandoning her like that. His own daughter, guys. Like, it seemed like they had such a great father-daughter relationship, and it makes me so sad that in the end, Dad chooses a new girlfriend over his own daughter, who seems to love him so much and wants nothing more than to be a family. And honestly, it might be mean to say this, but I hope Dad ends up miserable with the new girlfriend and realizes one day that he made the wrong choice. And guys, I only say that because Dad seemed like he went from a good dad to a complete a-hole once he met this new woman. Like, what kind of parent says to their child, "We should take a break"? Like, holy cow, sir. So here's some background. My boyfriend's a 28-year-old male, and I'm a 25-year-old female. And we've been together 5 years, lived together 3. Our relationship was great, truly. We have a joint account that we contribute to monthly to handle joint expenses like rent, groceries, etc. Everything else is split. My boyfriend is 6'3". He's like 200 pounds and he works out daily. He also eats a lot to keep up his caloric intake, which is fine, except for this one issue. We buy snacks and he always eats my half before I can even get to it. Normal food and ingredients he's fine with, but if it's quickly accessible, I'll never get any. We argue, he apologizes, rinse and repeat. And this is the only bad thing he's done. Like, seriously, in all other aspects of the relationship, he's respectful and considerate. Snacks are where all bets are off. Anyways, last week, I lost it after he finished an expensive cheese we had gotten that I was really looking forward to eating. It was gone after an hour, and I lost my lid. I didn't speak with him for a day and ended up ordering a fridge lockbox. After our next snack run a couple of days later, I divided each snack in half, and I locked mine in the lockbox. From his reaction, you'd think that I was kicking puppies. He said I was being disrespectful and controlling, and how dare I keep food that he paid for from him. When I reminded him my money went into it too, he screamed that he didn't give a damn and then left. He slammed the door so hard that the picture fell off the wall and broke. He didn't come back until the next day, but that was to change for work and leave immediately. He then came home late and went straight to the guest room. 4 days of this. So I broke last night and I asked him to please talk about it, and he said he had nothing to say to me until I got rid of the lockbox. Honestly, I'm completely appalled at his reaction and I'm genuinely worried that he might be on drugs or having a mental breakdown or something. This is the most irrationally that I've ever seen a grown man react. He's ignored me, only to randomly ask if I've gotten rid of the lockbox. And I'm not getting rid of the lockbox. We're supposed to renew our lease next week, and I'm considering cutting my losses and just leaving. Is this relationship even worth salvaging? Is there anything I can do to solve this? He's refusing to communicate unless I get rid of the lockbox, which is not happening. So am I the a-hole? Oh boy. So honestly, I don't think OP's the a-hole for getting a lockbox, but I just don't think a lockbox in a relationship is ever a good idea, guys. And honestly, I can't see this going the mile, especially if something like the boyfriend constantly eating her snacks is blowing up into a huge dispute. With that said though, I don't know all the details, but OP does say that her boyfriend works out daily, so maybe he could also be taking testosterone, which I know for a fact can cause hyper irritability and over-aggressiveness, aka roid rage. And I say that because OP does have an update, guys, and it doesn't get any better. Her update says, boyfriend kept staying out late and refusing to talk. So I tried to talk to my boyfriend about the lockbox again. And I mentioned that I didn't think the lockbox was the real issue. But he was a brick wall. He insisted that it's abusive and controlling to deny him food. I just kept pushing, asking if he was on drugs or cheating or something. I said to him that flipping out over something so small and staying out at all hours was suspicious as hell. I then said that I thought he was using the lockbox as an excuse to be out of the house to do something bad. Now, me saying that unleashed an hour-long screaming tantrum that ultimately resulted in him throwing my MacBook against the wall and shattering it. And honestly, I really thought he was going to hurt me. So yeah, I called my dad, who called the cops. I don't want to get too into the legality of it, but I'm pressing charges for destruction of property. It was a $2,500 laptop. Dad and my godfather moved me out yesterday, and I'm looking for a new place. I don't have a lot, except for clothes and a couple of kitchen appliances. I left the lockbox but took my snacks with me because F him. I left it locked too. My ex-boyfriend has been spamming me, and I'd block him, but I feel I need this for evidence in case his behavior escalates. I texted him the first night that we were done. I took our photos down, everything, and he begins ranting at me. And here are some gems. Number 1. He was ranting, raging how I still didn't get rid of the lockbox. Number two, he asked for stuff that he gifted me back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
3. Telling me that I owe him money and rent for his new place. 4. That I owe him a car, and honestly, I have no idea why he would say this. I've never even driven his current car. And lastly, that my MacBook was old and worthless, and he wouldn't pay for a new one, even though I bought it last year brand new. After an hour, I guess he realized that we were actually broken up, and he couldn't bitch me down anymore. Then came the paragraphs, how he was planning to marry me, that he loves me, he wants to be better for me, that I can keep the gifts and he'll buy me a better MacBook, etc., etc. He then freaked out, seeing that I took our pictures down from social media. And that's when he started sending me screenshots of his Google searches of engagement rings, telling me to just pick one. He also sent a couple of voice messages of him just sobbing, and any respect I had for him as a person is completely gone. I want nothing to do with this man. I don't care if he's having a breakdown or if he's on something, he's not my problem. I screenshotted the messages and forwarded them to his mother. She can deal with her son. And that's the most I'll ever do for him again. As for me, I'll be okay. I have some savings, but this has been a weird week. I feel like I should be sad, but like I said, I've lost all respect and I don't feel anything but disdain for him. So yeah, that update that OP provided does scream roid rage, guys. I just wish both of them the best. And all I can say is that loving couples should be sharing snacks with one another, not get petty over who eats what, right? To the point where lockboxes are needed, which is absolutely ridiculous. But guys, let me know what you think. Are there any happy couples out there with lockboxes in your homes? So I'm sitting here in my bridal suite, bawling my eyes out right now. My wedding party is doing their best to try to find me a replacement dress, but I just needed to write this all out to see what random internet strangers can suggest. To make things easier, I'll call my future mother-in-law Karen, and my fiancé will be Lee. Lee and I have been together for 5 years, and we've been engaged for about 18 months. I met him my senior year of college. I met his family a year into dating, and they seemed great. Karen was always very friendly to me, and I've never had any issues with her. Lee and I even lived with her and his dad during the entire summer, 2 years ago, when we were waiting for our house to be built. There were never arguments, we had our privacy, and we regularly enjoyed family outings together. Lee and I decide to hold our wedding near the town we met. I have a friend from college who's from there, and her family has a large estate with an old farmhouse that's the perfect location for our wedding. We've been planning for well over a year, and today was supposed to be the best day of our lives, but Karen has ruined it. So on Thursday, Karen, Lee's dad, and Lee's siblings and their spouses arrived in town. We had booked a block of rooms at the nicest hotel in town, and we're under the impression that everyone made reservations. Well, it turns out that Karen and Lee's dad expected to stay on the estate. Now, I don't see how this happened, since when we reserved the estate and secured the block of rooms, I provided hotel information to everyone. Karen, Lee's dad, siblings, and spouses at the family dinner. Karen asked if she and Lee's dad would be staying at the estate, and I told her that the estate only had one house, and we would be using it to get ready and to stay at Thursday to Sunday. Anyway, when they got here Thursday and they didn't have a room, we scrambled, and we decided to give them the house Thursday night, while Lee and I ended up crashing with my friend, whose family owns the estate. It was no big deal, except Karen refused to get a hotel room because the hotel where we blocked rooms is sold out. Lee gently told her that she and his dad can't stay at the house again. So Karen starts crying, and I told her that I would find another place for them to stay. We found another room for them at the second nicest hotel in town, got them a larger corner room, and even covered the cost for last night and tonight. Last night, my four best friends arrived, and after the rehearsal dinner, we piled up on the couches, watched movies, ate popcorn, and enjoyed a few cocktails at the estate house. At 8:30 this morning, I was woken up by my mother, who had tears in her eyes. She told me that somehow my wedding dress had been destroyed and there was no way to salvage it. I went to take a look, not even believing what I was hearing, and what I saw broke me. My dress was cut into strips, my veil had been ripped to shreds, and there was nothing salvageable. I had put the dress bag in the master bedroom closet when Lee and I arrived on Wednesday evening. I showed it to Lee's sister, sister-in-law, and Karen when they arrived Thursday night. And since then, it's been in that bag, sitting in the closet. The only people that had access were Karen, Lee's dad, Lee, my bridesmaids, and my mother. My bridesmaids never went in my room last night, and my mother would have no reason to do such a thing. So I called Lee crying, and all I could manage to say was, "Your mother ruined my dress," before handing my phone to my mom to explain, and Lee was furious. He called his mom, and she hung up on him when he asked if she cut up my dress. Then he called his sister, and she told Lee that he was being ridiculous, saying that Karen would never do such a thing. But when he asked her who else could have done it, his sister was at a loss for suspects. My mother, grandmother, and two of my bridesmaids have gone into town to try to find a new dress for me. Fortunately, my aunt's a seamstress, and she should be able to make some last-minute alterations if they find a dress. I keep trying to stay positive, but my beautiful dress, the one I looked for over a year, the dress I imagined myself marrying the love of my life in, is gone. And Karen, oh my god, Karen. I don't even want to look at her ever again, much less have her be a part of my wedding. I can't bring myself to tell Lee how I feel, and he hasn't asked, probably because he knows what I'm going to say. He also knows that I would marry him in a bathrobe, but that's not the point. The point is that Karen, for some reason, has single-handedly destroyed my wedding. Update number one. So my husband and his sister decided to confront their mother together. So the outcome of all this is that my husband told his mother that she wasn't allowed at the wedding, and she proceeded to lose her mind. Apparently, this was alarming for the family since this was not like her. However, no one forced my husband to change his mind, which made me feel better with continuing with having the wedding. Father-in-law also said that they would pay for the ruined dress and the replacement dress purchased. Of course, there were plenty of people asking where mother-in-law and father-in-law were, but my husband and siblings handled it by saying she wasn't feeling like herself, and that sufficed. This morning, father-in-law called, congratulated us, and apologized for mother-in-law's actions. She's wanting to apologize, but I refuse to speak with her. My husband and I are at the airport, waiting for our flight to go on our honeymoon. So I hope the next week is enough time to get myself together. Update number two. So some of you suggested a doctor's exam for my mother-in-law. It's not needed. We found out this morning that she has a brain tumor. She and father-in-law were keeping it from the family as to not take away from our celebration. They were going to tell us and the rest of the family when we got back from our honeymoon. This is why father-in-law was so quick to apologize and offered to cover costs. And while he wasn't aware of what happened, he knew mother-in-law was displaying some odd behavior the last week. Without giving too much information, mother-in-law most likely cut my dress because she thought she was working on it. Given the way it was cut, this does make sense. I've still not spoken to her, but she did send a lengthy email apologizing for her actions, admitting that she did this despite not fully remembering, and telling me that she understands if I never speak to her again. I never in a million years would have thought she could have done this, but the process of elimination ended with her. Also, to better explain a few things about her and father-in-law staying Wednesday night, mother-in-law seemed completely confused and thought they were staying at one of the houses on the estate. Now knowing about the tumor, this explains her confusion that night and her strange behavior and attitude on Thursday and Saturday mornings. I feel terrible about this, and seriously, I hope she'll make a full recovery. Also, for those that felt that I should be out for blood, I won't lie. And to be completely honest, I wanted her dead at several points Saturday morning. But she was absolutely wonderful to me the entire time I've known her. Again, we've even lived with her and father-in-law for an entire summer, and she never once crossed a boundary or was anything but kind and loving. But I do want to make it clear that if she wasn't going through this medical issue, I would never see her again, nor would she ever see any children we might have. And another common question, why father-in-law stayed with her and missed the wedding? At the time, he told my husband that he felt mother-in-law needed to be watched, and my husband thought that he meant mother-in-law might act out again. We now know that father-in-law was worried that mother-in-law might have another episode and could get hurt or hurt someone else. Again, thank you all for reaching out. Yeah, so this is one of the posts that made me angry reading it, guys, but then the updates came and I was like, oh my goodness, that poor woman. Like, with reading so many Karen stories out there, like this is one story where I wish the mother-in-law was just a jealous, entitled Karen who wanted nothing but to destroy a wedding dress to spite OP on her wedding day. Because to find out that she had no awareness of her actions due to a brain tumor and that she destroyed a wedding dress is just horrific. I just hope she's doing much better now. And that, my friends, brings us to another NFR/entitled people. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's stories. If you did, hit that thumbs up. And if you're not subscribed, consider subscribing so you don't miss these crazy stories. And if you missed the last episode on the channel, it's NR/I Don't Work Here Lady, where a psycho Karen attacks a 12-year-old thinking she's a lazy employee and regrets it. Go check it out if you haven't. And myself and Stevie Boy will see you guys in the next one. We love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.